So, Kim, yes, where are we at with the Oklahoma price of wheat right now?
Well, if you look at Oklahoma wheat prices, you know, we got about a 90 cent to a dollar increase in those prices. We got them both here in Oklahoma, and you can go the soft red or the hard red wheat, both areas. And then we had the Mexican tariff situation come up. We had the rains delaying the harvest, and then USDA's report came out with the crop condition, both for all wheat, better than the market expected. You had the funds getting out of their short positions in both hard red and soft red wheat. But they're not buying into the long positions, so we got that up there 90 cents to a buck, and we've taken about 40 or 50 cents back off of that. A lot of variability in this market, and it's probably going to continue.
Talk about some of the other tariff situations. Where do we stand with what's going on with the U.S. and China right now with the small grains?
Well, you look at China, especially you come into soybeans, and soybeans are a really interesting situation. We got the flare up, but before that flare up, China came in and bought 257 million bushels or so of soybeans. We're trying to ship that now. We got the waterways flooded, getting some of those beans from the interior to the waterways. Can't get it down to the port. Having trouble delivering that to the ships to send over to China. But what's going on with the war or the spat between China and the U.S., they're negotiating, but the negotiations right now appear to be stalled. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens there.
You mentioned transportation becoming an issue. How will that impact the price of Oklahoma commodities now that the Port of Catoosa and that waterway has been set back because of flooding?
Well, right now, I don't think the flooding or the waterways are going to have much impact on the Oklahoma wheat price. I think the market is going to look at, one, the yields and the production, how much wheat is produced. They're going to look at the test weight, and they're going to look at the protein. I think it's a matter of supply and milling quality of the product. I think that's what's going to have the biggest impact. Plus the funds. Remember, they were record long on the KC wheat. They were above average long on the Chicago wheat. They've liquidated the majority of those positions. Depends on if they come in long or if they come in short. That'll also impact our prices.
Overall, how does the Oklahoma wheat crop look right now?
Well, USDA's crop conditions report indicated it was in significantly better condition than what the market expected. And I think the early indications on yield are I talked to one elevator, and they're coming in at 50 to 70 bushels an acre. But now it just started. We don't have enough harvest completed to know what it's going to be like when we go through the rest of the state. So that's still out. But the odds are our acres are going to be down from the rain, probably around 15%. But I think our yields, as long as it dries out and we can get this wheat in, I think our yields are going to be well above average.
Is there room in the elevators? I mean, we've been there. A lot of producers have been sitting on wheat for a while.
Yeah, I think there's room in the elevators. They pretty much emptied and got the storage for this coming crop coming up. Remember, the pre-harvest release before USDA was about 120 million bushels. I think the elevator system's ready for that.
A lot of Oklahoma wheat in years past has gone to the Central American, Mexican region. How will tariff talks with Mexico impact the Oklahoma wheat grower?
Well, that's a $64,000 question. That is still up in the air. Mexico, you know, remember this last year, they bought one cargo of Russian wheat. Russia probably chomping at the bits to get into that market. There's also Argentine wheat that can come into Mexico. I think if that tariff situation could have a relatively big impact on the Oklahoma, Kansas wheat situation, that wheat moving south, and Mexico's our number one buyer of exported wheat.
Is there another market for Oklahoma wheat if trade talks stall with Mexico?
I don't think there's another market, not ready made. You've got the Black Sea, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan. They've taken over that northern African market. They've moved over into the Western Asian and the Southeast, Southeast Asian markets there. Even they've sold feed wheat in the areas where we could deliver it in cheaper, but Russia has go ahead and undercut us and deliver that wheat into that market.
kind of, there was a purchase of corn by the U.S. By folks in the U.S. bringing some of that corn in. Was that kind of a stab at the industry, or what does that mean?
Well, there was a report that Smithfield Foods bought corn, Brazilian corn, shipped it into North Carolina for their hog feed facilities there. It's just economics. You look at Allendale came out with a report just in front of that said it's going to cost about $6 to get Ohio corn into North Carolina if you can, with the floods and the transportation problems, if you can get it there. So it's uncertain to get it there if you can buy it, where they could bring in cargoes of corn from Brazil for around $5 a bushel. So about a dollar less to get it in from Brazil than Ohio, and you've got the transportation to get it there.
All of that while the national corn crop is delayed in planting. Is it worth planting the corn, the soybeans, whenever we're so far behind on the planting, and then there's issues with the potential buying markets?
Oh, I think there's still a lot of potential in the corn, soybean markets. You look at the ethanol plants, those ethanol plants are going to keep that price up. They've got to guarantee feedstock for the ethanol plants, and I think they're going to keep the price up to get those acres planted. Will our acres go down? Sure they will. But I think if it'll dry out, that corn will come in and the soybeans will be planted.
Oklahoma soybeans being planted, it's worth still planting those crops for the people?
Well, that's individual farm decision on when you get down to Oklahoma, what those yields are and what the yards are they can get that crop in. So that each farmer's got to put that pencil to it. And do they have the equipment and the managerial ability to get that crop in and get it produced along with the weather uncertainties?